This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And today we're very delighted and honored to have with us Anne Drian. She's the creative force, the driver behind the most successful science franchise in TV history, the Cosmos series, now entering its third installment. The first installment ran in the 1980s. It was called Cosmos, A Personal Voyage, hosted by her late husband, Carl Sagan. And then they went on to write six New York Times bestsellers. And then they produced in 2014 the second installment, Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey, this time hosted by my friend Neil deGrasse Tyson. And now we're entering the third installment, now airing on the National Geographic Channel, and that's called Cosmos, Possible Worlds. And also, if you want to find out more about this program, Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the website. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is The Future of Humanity, talking about going back to the moon, then perhaps terraforming Mars, going perhaps even beyond that into the universe itself. And so once again with us today, we're very delighted to have with us Anne Drian. She's the creator, executive producer, writer, and director, and driving force behind the Cosmos series. And we should also point out that she's won a series of awards, including the Emmys and Peabody Awards. And now we're entering the third installment of the Cosmos series, Cosmos, Possible Worlds, airing on the National Geographic Channel, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. So, Anne, it's an honor to have you once again on Science Fantastic.
Well, it's an honor for me to be back with you, Michio. What a pleasure.
Okay, well, I understand that when you were a youth, you actually had a rather unfortunate incident which kind of soured you on the idea of science. What happened back then?
Yes, that was really a defining moment for me. I was at a junior high school, what we then called middle school, in Queens, and we were studying pi, and I had a kind of scientific experience when I realized that the ratio 3.14 was applicable to every circle. And so I asked the brief my hand, asked my math teacher, is this true about every circle in the universe? And to my heartache, my math teacher responded, don't ask stupid questions. And of course, I burst into tears, totally humiliated, and really was effectively derailed from a life in science and mathematics. But Carl and I were able to repurpose that terrible experience and give it to Eleanor Arroway, who was the hero of our movie and the novel Contact.
Okay, so what brought you back to a fascination for science, starting with the very unfortunate incidents? It must have taken you a while to sort of warm up to science again, right? What happened?
It took me decades, and it really happened when I began to discover the pre-Socratic philosophers, the inventors of science in ancient grief, who would not allow themselves to accept the answer, God wants it that way, or the gods want it that way. They were looking for a natural cause in all things. And I think in some ways that's the greatest intellectual revolution of all time, because it's the only aperture to actually getting at how things work, and as you described, traveling to the planets and to the stars. And so I read about it in the companion book to the new series, that was the moment when I fell in love with science. And then, of course, soon after, I fell in love with one of the people who I think was probably one of science's greatest proponents, Carl Sagan. And then I was able to have a tutorial, 24 hours, 7 days a week, that, you know, from really one of the best teachers who ever lived. And so my ignorance is vast, but I was very lucky to have a second chance at learning to love science.
Well, what you produced with your late husband was Cosmos, A Personal Voyage, which is the most watched PBS series in television history. Now, however, before you helped to produce that series, wasn't there this feeling that in the television industry that, quote, science doesn't sell, that the big TV companies were hesitant to put big science on TV because it would turn off the viewers, people would get bored? But didn't you show that there was a real huge hidden desire, a thirst, for the public to know something about the world we live in? Wasn't that surprising?
Yes, in a way it was. But of course, because I'm not a scientist, I was kind of an excellent bridge to my co-writers, Carl Sagan and Steven Soder, who were scientists, because I knew that if I didn't understand something, or if I was bored, then the audience probably would be too. And so that was a very effective kind of winnowing process, so that we could, because I had been, you know, raised on popular culture, probably the first generation of baby boomers to be raised on television. And so I had a pretty keen sense of what the audience was looking for. And then, of course, Carl and Steve, with their brilliant scientific imaginations, were just the perfect partners to create something that people in every country on earth, of every conceivable demographic, could watch and derive a sense of ownership over these ideas that they have been excluded from, and also that soaring feeling of being part of nature that is at the heart of every season of Cosmos and both Cosmos books.
Okay, well, I'd like to now get right into the substance of this interview by talking about this new series, the third installment in the Cosmos series, now airing on the National Geographic Channel, called Cosmos Possible Worlds. And let's just do a few of the episodes that you have in the series. In episode one, you talk about ladders to the stars. And one thing you talk about also is the life of a heretic. A heretic who, quote, found God in the book of nature and opened our way to the stars. Who was that heretic? And tell us a little bit about the first episode, Ladders to the Stars.
Well, thank you, Vichy. What a great question. Well, that heretic was named Baruch Spinoza. And, you know, I am Jewish, and I was always fascinated by the fact.
Oh, and we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to jump right back into Cosmos Possible Worlds, Episode 1, and you are listening to Science Fantastic. If you want to get on 100 radio stations, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612 564-8135 and ask that question about the universe that you've always wanted to ask. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Andrian, and she's the driving force behind the Cosmos series on TV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Andrian. She is the creator, executive producer, writer, director of a number of great science series, including the most famous one of all, the Cosmos series, now entering its third installment, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's called Cosmos Possible Worlds, carrying on the tradition started by her late husband, Carl Sagan. And so let's just jump right into the series. Your first episode, Ladder to the Stars, as I mentioned, talks about, well, a heretic who found God in the book of nature. Wow, that's quite a mouthful. So explain to us this Ladder to the Stars, episode 1 of your series, now airing on National Geographic Channel.
Well, I'd love to. I'm Jewish, and it seemed to me that Judaism always had a very broad tolerance for all kinds of people who might be considered heretics. But there was one who was excommunicated by the Jewish community of Amsterdam in the 17th century, and he fascinated me because he was also the person to whom, when Einstein was asked if he believed in God, he would invariably reply, yes, I believe in the God of Spinoza, the sum total of the physical laws of the universe. So I had always wanted to do Spinoza's story because I think few people realize that not only was he a heretic, but in his philosophical treatise and his other works, he, more than any other person I can think of at that time, laid the framework for our own Constitution in the United States, for the idea that you could not have a truly democratic society if you did not have an absolute separation of church and state. This was what a radical premise this was. And what was so interesting to me about Spinoza, as I get to write a little bit more deeply in the book, is that, yes, he believed that God was the sum total of the physical laws of the universe. And he went to great pains to say, do not look for God in miracles, because miracles are violations of the laws of nature. It's in the laws of nature that God is best understood. And what's so amazing is that he was writing this before Newton published his laws of gravity, before so many of the laws of nature that we have discovered since. And I was really struck by his faith in the idea that we as a civilization would come to know those laws. So I found him very inspiring. He took a huge risk to be able to be willing to write and publish the things that he believed. And yet, even though he was once physically attacked by a man with a knife, he never trimmed his sails. He never, you know, created a persona who was probably safer and more acceptable. And so I was very touched by the idea that, I think it was in 1920, that Albert Einstein made a pilgrimage to Spinoza's house, which had been preserved exactly the way it was when he worked there, as a tribute to his influence on our civilization. And so that was, it was fun and very, it was very rewarding for me to be finally to bring Spinoza to a global audience in 172 nations, but also later on to the Fox audience when the show is broadcast later this year on Fox as well as National Geographic. And so that's one of the great pleasures of doing Cosmos for me.
And I understand that Einstein once said that he felt like he was a young boy entering this huge library for the very first time, this cavernous library full of all these wondrous volumes, and all he could do was take the first book, read chapter 1, verse 1. That's all he could do. And in front of him was this huge library of the universe, all the knowledge of the universe. And that metaphor, I understand, comes from Spinoza. Now, also moving on, in episode 5, you have another episode, a rather intriguing title, called The Cosmic Connectome, and you talk about an abandoned orphan, an orphan who opened our way to understand the architecture of thought, introducing the concept of a galactic network of thought. Wow. So, who was this person, and what is this cosmic connectome?
Oh, that's a wonderful question, Nisio. Thank you so much. Well, the cosmic connectome is the idea that we have mapped the human genome, which was obviously an enormous challenge. And would it be possible to map a human connectome, which would be a map of every thought, idea, association, dream, reference in a single person's brain? And if we can do that, would we develop a degree of communication with each other and understanding with each other that we've yet to reach? by that idea. A wonderful artist named Dario Robleto told me the story of a 19th century Italian scientist named Mosso, who used his scientific brilliance to work on the questions of the suffering of the working poor. So he wrote two books, and they were both concerned with the idea of how to alleviate the suffering of working people who had been consumed by the factories of the Industrial Revolution. And he wrote one book about fear and another book about exhaustion. And he was the one who discovered this child, Giovanni Ceron, who had a terrible catastrophic fall, and his skull had been shattered. And it afforded Mosso the chance to create this ingenious 19th century apparatus to try to record this child who had been abandoned by his parents, his dream, to find the material reality behind a dream. And it's so astonishing that he was able to actually accomplish this, something that working with the apparatus available to him in the 1870s. I mean, think of that. That's a world that's almost as different from ours as the medieval period. But he did record this dream. And that was the inspiration for that chapter and that episode. The idea that in the years since Hippocrates, one of the pre-Socratic scientists that I revere, in the thousands of years since Hippocrates wrote his treatise on the brain and on epilepsy called Sacred Disease, up to the time when Mosso was working in Italy in the 19th century, we had discovered so much more about the universe than we knew about our own brains. Our brains were still far more enshrouded in mystery than our understanding of the universe of that time. And so this episode and this chapter is an exploration of where we've come since, including, the dream of mapping the cosmic connectome, the human connectome, with your sense of what the scent of lilacs means to you, what a song means to you, every memory, every association, it's there in your brain. And if we can map the human genome, I wonder if it isn't possible to do the same with the connectome.
Okay, well, moving on, let's talk about episode 6, The Man of a Trillion Words. And, of course, we're talking about your late husband, Carl Sagan, a man of a trillion words. And, well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue our discussion with Andrian, the driving force behind the historic Cosmos series now airing on National Geographic TV. And give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress to support businesses, rush resources to overburdened healthcare providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown of Maryland called for the vote.
The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
President Trump said this will deliver urgently needed relief. As he signed the bill into law in the Oval Office, he thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're very honored to have with us today Andrian. She's the creator and driving force behind the Cosmos series, which made history. In fact, it is the most successful science franchise in TV history. Hundreds of millions of people have watched the show. It is by far the most heavily watched PBS science series and is now entering its third season with Cosmos Possible Worlds, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson on the National Geographic Channel. Well, when we last left off, we were talking about Episode 6, The Man of a Trillion Words, and we are talking about Carl Sagan, her former husband, and it's mentioned here in the blurb that there was a clash of titans. His mentors had a scientific disagreement. So what was that scientific disagreement, and what are some of the things that helped shape Carl Sagan's character and his drive to reach the average person concerning the wonders of the universe?
Thank you, Michio. know, you're asking such great questions. Well, the two mentors were, of course, Gerard Kuiper and Harold Urey. And I ask you to go back to a time before the space age, before Sputnik in 1957, before anything of ours had ever been launched into space. At that time, the scientific disciplines were rigidly separate from each other. There was no journal in which a geologist could talk to a physicist or a chemist or a biologist, God forbid. And they were rigidly separate. But of course, if you're going to explore the cosmos and send your robot emissaries out into space and begin to explore these new worlds, then you need the scientists of the different disciplines to intercommunicate. And so it turned out that both men, Urey and Kuiper, came from very hard-scrabble childhoods. They were not considered at the early 20th century to be the kind of material for great scientists, and yet they persevered. And Kuiper became the only planetary astronomer on Earth, and the very first, really. And Urey was a chemist, Nobel laureate, for his discovery of an element. And they tangled with each other at the dawn of the space age, which they both contributed to enormously, because I think they were alpha males who had a hard time with the idea that their particular area of expertise might be invaded by someone from another discipline. At any rate, they had only a single graduate student in common, and that was Carl. And so, you know, his own parents had beautiful relationship with each other that was only ended by his father's death. And yet, the anger between these two men was so ferocious that he at one point said that he felt like a child of divorced parents, because he would travel from one camp to the other. But they both men really contributed to the
Okay, and we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the Cosmos series, perhaps the most successful science franchise in TV history. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Ask that question, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So stay tuned for the next segment of our interview with Andrian, the driving force behind the Cosmos TV series.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're very delighted to have with us Andrian. She is the creator and driving force behind the most successful science franchise in TV history, the Cosmos series. Part one was hosted by Carl Sagan, her late husband. Cosmos, A Personal Voyage. Episode 2 was aired in 2014, Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey, hosted by my friend Neil deGrasse Tyson. And Episode 3 is now being aired on the Cosmos series now, Cosmos Possible Worlds. 13-part episodes in the third installment of the Cosmos series. So, Anne, we talked a little bit about your late husband, Carl Sagan. I actually interviewed him once, and Carl told me that one of his driving themes is to make sure that humanity becomes a two-planet species. He told me that, the Earth is in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery, and it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before a big rock hits the Earth and upsets everything. So what are your thoughts about some of the themes that Carl was trying to get across to the world's public?
Well, I think, first of all, because of his love of democracy, his love of the idea that we could all be informed decision makers, and that we would have the great baloney detection kit of science in our brains, internalized as a way of seeing absolutely everything, and most importantly, as a way of knowing when we were being manipulated or deceived. I think that was the dream that animated him the most. He had fallen in love with science, and as he often said, when you're in love, you want to tell the world. And so he wanted to share his knowledge with absolutely everyone. And even though he was, a working scientist, co-author, or author of some 600 refereed scientific papers, at a time, by the way, when scientists, like yourself, really risk a great deal by communicating with the public because of the resentment and disdain of other scientists, Carl really, he wanted us to become a scientifically literate civilization. And yes, he understood that the grace of the habitable zone is fleeting, and that we are moving out of our beautiful place in the habitable zone by a few feet every year. And so in the longest term, there will be a time when we will have to be able to live on other worlds. Father now to listening. You know, I'm really struck at this moment during the coronavirus that this is the first time that the whole world has stopped because of what the scientists have told them. And yet the scientists have been predicting the danger of climate change for 60 or 70 years. And their prophecy has been amazingly accurate. And so here we are, you know, listening to the scientists for the first time as a global civilization. And what I'm hoping is that this horrendous experience that we're all going through will lead to something great, which is a much greater respect for science and also an awakening from the sleepwalking that we've been doing for so long in the face of environmental destruction, habitat destruction, and the effects, the egregious effects of climate change.
Well, well said. Moving
Thank
on.
You.
In episode 8 of your series, entitled The Sacrifice of Cassini, you talk about a scientist in World War I fighting for his life, and he writes a letter. He writes a letter addressed to people 50 years in the future about going to the moon. So can you tell us a little bit about The Sacrifice of Cassini, Episode 8. Well, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, let's talk about your new series, Cosmos Possible Worlds.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. We're very honored to have with us today Andrewian, the driving force behind the Cosmos series, perhaps the most successful science TV series of all time. She's won a number of awards, including Emmys and Peabody's. She helped to co-produce the feature-length film Contact, starring Jodie Foster. And once again, we're talking about the three-part series, Cosmos. Cosmos Part 1 aired in the 1980s. It was the most successful science series of all time. Then in 2014, Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey aired, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. And now, National Geographic is airing Part 3, Cosmos Possible Worlds, 13 episodes in this series. Well, and where we last left off, we were talking about a scientist who, in the middle of World War I, writes a letter to people 50 years in the future when one day we'll go to the moon. Could you elaborate a little bit about that story?
I'd love to. There are a number of heroes, searchers, in both the book and the show that I'm very proud to have unearthed. Their stories have been either forgotten or never before told. One of them is a man from the Ukraine named Kondratyuk. And I found him because I wanted to know who discovered the gravitational assist as a means for propelling spacecraft using the gravity of a moon or a planet in order to send them deeper into space. And I kept looking and looking, and I finally found Kondratyuk and discovered an even more interesting story. And that was that this man, who had been a soldier in the First World War, sitting in a trench, had begun his masterwork, which was a letter to the future. And it begins, "To you who will mount the first expedition to the moon, be not afraid. There is no physical obstacle to you, your accomplishing this feat." And he began to describe essentially the outlines of the Apollo mission. His book was self-published. He was persecuted throughout his life, and his very short life, and he never knew that because of him, the Voyager and so many other of our spacecraft have been able to accomplish such mythic feats. His book was self-published, circulated only among other scientists, and it wasn't until the Apollo mission in the late 60s had really hit a wall, because they had their means of going to the moon was called direct approach, which meant sending a massive rocket to the landing it on the surface of the moon, taking off from the surface of the moon, and then landing it again on the surface of the Earth. It was a completely untenable way of approaching a moon landing until Kondratyuk's beautiful manuscript was rediscovered. And in it, he described precisely how it would happen. He had a lunar orbiter. He had a lunar lander. He had one cosmonaut, astronaut in the lunar orbiter, while two cosmonauts took the lunar lander down to the surface of the moon. And the entire mission planned out, and really it was that mission outline that successfully actually brought astronauts to the moon. And what's so interesting is, you know, in the official NASA history, you can understand why in the 1960s, during the nuclear arms race and the antagonism between what was then the Soviet Union and the United States, that NASA wasn't in a big hurry to recognize this Russian scientist. But what I found intriguing was that when Neil Armstrong returned, in the year after he returned from the moon, he made a pilgrimage to Kondratyuk's miserable little cottage in the Ukraine as a kind of a way of repaying a debt. And so I took that to be very decisive confirmation that Kondratyuk was really the hero of engineering and science, and it was time for all of us to be able to know who it was who really got us to the moon.
Okay, and also you mentioned the coronavirus. Let's talk about episode 12 of your series, Coming of Age in the Anthropocene. That is the question of, if people are being born now, what kind of world are they going to grow up in the 21st century? Are we going to see hope? Are we going to see destruction? So what are your thoughts about episode 12 when you talk about coming of age in these perilous times?
I really think it depends upon how much we respect the methodology of science and its ability to help us get through our technological adolescence, you know. That's why the book and the series are so filled with hope. Because I know when I was an adolescent, I was a total mess. Irresponsible, thoughtless, sloppy, not completely concerned with reality and truth, reckless. And so, you know, I don't know anybody who didn't at some point in their adolescence seem kind of like hopeless. And that's how I see our civilization. We are in that technological adolescence. Cosmos, the book and the show, they are about a great future.
Okay, and we have to unfortunately end this interview. Once again, you've been listening to Andrian. She's the driving force, the creative force behind the most successful science franchise in TV history, the Cosmos series. And the third installment, Cosmos Possible Worlds, is airing on the National Geographic Channel now. And also, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask your question on 100 radio stations, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.